Radio 1
Newsbeat.
All this week, three listeners, Nicola, Kay and Michael, have been helping us test a theory that politicians put 18 to 24-year-olds off voting. You can look at the Newsbeat website for videos of them going head-to-head with MPs and chatting with Commons Speaker John Bercow. Now we've reached Friday, we've got a question for them and for you listening as well. You can tweet us at BBC Newsbeat and tell us what should change about politics to involve more younger people. Here's Newsbeat's politics reporter, Dave Howard.
It's fair to say Nicola and Kay are still not sold on politicians.
They've got the reputation that they're all kind of not as honest as they should be.
I'd like to actually see them do something about it as opposed to them just saying, oh yeah, it's our fault as well as yours.
Michael's checking out Parliament's logo since the 1800s, a portcullis. It's been criticised lately for looking like a shut gate, keeping people out of politics.
I think that sums up what we've learnt from the MPs this week. They've been really closed off about what they want to talk about.
I don't think it's a very good logo. It's like a symbol for a prison or something.
So, time to bring in Yelena and Campbell from global branding company Wolf Olins. They've worked on, among other things, the strategy for the upcoming Olympics.
I wanted my government logo to look like, if I go to Parliament, I'm going to get something done.
You have to come to the government rather than the government come to you.
Can they take Michael's, Kay's and Nicola's thoughts on their week and turn them into a branding strategy for politics? Time for a brainstorm session.
I'm just wondering what kind of ideas we could throw on the table.
Logo's not that important to me. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just something that's going on those red little briefcases.
Do you find the topics that they talk about relevant? Do they interest you?
The amount of jargon that they talk with, it's like, just tell us in plain English what you're trying to do.
The way they dress is quite alienating.
To a lot of youngsters, yeah, they may not find it accessible.
Not like dress like young people would, not like wearing jeans and like a branded t-shirt. But like dressing more like a modern person.
Barack Obama's a good example of like, there was that picture where he fist bumped a cleaner. It speaks volumes to young people.
I think we can sketch out some ideas of campaigns.
If Chipmunk got behind a campaign or Wretch 3-2 got behind a campaign and it was pushed to the forefront, kids would pay more attention to it.
I think it's actually a really interesting point. Who can we look up to? Who are our role models and how do we get those people engaging with politics as well? It's a solid idea, you know, that's actually really interesting.
Well, Campbell and Yelena went away after that chat and came up with some rebranding ideas aimed at attracting more young people to politics. We put them up on the Newsbeat website now, so take a look, tweet at BBC Newsbeat and tell us what you think about them and about politics and politicians. And it's your chance to get your voice heard right at the top as well, because your tweets on all this will feed into the findings of a committee that's actually going to look at involving more of us in Parliament.
BBC Newsbeat.